The Wyoming legislature will be undertaking what is called a recalibration of its school funding system. It's a process where lawmakers look at what they require of educators and if they are paying enough for education. But for the first time since it was developed, the committee will study what is in Wyoming's basket of goods. Those are the skills and content areas students are required to learn, such as math and science. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that while some are excited about possible tweaks, others are wary.
The idea of a basket of goods was developed following a major court case in the 90s that put in place the requirement for a state funding model for education. It's a system that determines how much money a school will receive. State Superintendent Jillian Balow says the time to review the basket is overdue.
So since the mid-1990s, we've added things to the basket. We've created more rigorous standards associated with the basket, but never examined the basket itself.
All experts agree that the basket does not reflect needs for the future. Wyoming School Boards Association Director Brian Farmer says updating it is tricky.
So how do we have this balance of equal educational opportunities, yet the flexibility to meet the needs of kids? I think that's the real challenge going forward, is creating a basket that can do both of those things.
Farmer says school board members are looking for a basket that considers educating students as well as getting them ready for the workforce.
Is there is a real interest in teaching kids those skills that are going to help them be 21st century ready. In some communities, that might be a very heavy interest in career technical education. So when you look at Shoshone, they built a brand new school, and that school was built with CTE in mind.
Farmer says the new model also needs to reflect such things as how districts might use technology. For Balow, it needs to have requirements, but also allow schools and classrooms to look into new and innovative ways of teaching. She says working in ways to use virtual education and higher education should be part of the mix. Wyoming Education Association President Kathy Vetter says she's both excited and nervous about the work ahead.
We have to get it right. This is the future for our students. These are our young people. We need to get it right. So there's that nervousness with it, because if we don't get it right, we're not going to do it again for 5 years.
Senate Minority Leader Chris Rothfuss doubts the focus will be on improving education.
I think that the reason that we're getting into the basket is to muck about and come up with reasons why we can cut funding and cut the quality of education, and it's not really a genuine effort to improve education in the state of Wyoming.
The reason why Rothfuss thinks this way is because lawmakers tried everything they could to reduce school funding through the last couple of recalibrations. Instead, they were told by consultants that they needed to add money, something they didn't do. Then in his State of the State message, Governor Gordon indicated that there might be a way to find savings by modernizing the basket. Rothfuss laughs at this.
The only way right now in the state of Wyoming to save money in education, truthfully, is to fire teachers. We've done a lot of work over the last few years trying to improve efficiency, and that's mostly what's left. So as we cut the block grant, we lose teachers. Class sizes go up. That's the natural outcome.
Rothfuss says lawmakers have to fund education with taxes, plain and simple. Senate Education Chairman Hank Coe thought they'd have some new revenue by now.
The Revenue Committee tried. I know when Senator Peterson was here, they laid everything on the table and voted for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Coe says to talk about how to fund education every session gets old.
It does frustrate me a little bit. It's where are we going to be in 10 years? I mean,
start charging tuition.
That's not a bad idea. That's a pretty good comment.
Because you have nothing else.
We really don't.
Superintendent Balow says it's her task to focus the committee on making education the best it can be and deal with the cost later. Senator Rothfuss says good luck with that. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.